This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we have a very fascinating show in store for you, so stay with us. And among the stories we're going to tackle, we're going to talk about a supplement that can help you with your own personal exercise program, increase your endurance and performance. Also, new information on SSRI medications, America's most popular antidepressants. Well, there are some concerns about potential side effects. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we got lots of time to answer your phone call should you care to call us. And, you know, before we get into some of the things I want to talk about today, I want to thank this audience, some of you listening to Intelligent Medicine via podcast. Many of you avail yourself of the opportunity because either Intelligent Medicine is not broadcast in your area on the radio, or perhaps, you know, just not on a convenient time. So there's a new way of listening. You know, a lot of the programs that I watch on TV, these days I rarely watch them live. I remember I would be racing home to catch my favorite TV program, say The Sopranos in the early seasons. And, you know, I'd be like stuck on the Long Island Expressway and looking at my watch, like, oh no, I'm going to miss the, you know, the episode of The Sopranos. Well, no problem anymore because, well, you can DVR whatever you want to watch, or, you know, if you've got a cable subscription or an HBO subscription or Showtime subscription, you can just go to the website and you can download an episode. And Netflix makes that even easier. So same thing's happening in radio, and podcasts are the new thing. And I want to share with you a very, very important milestone. Media Management Group, MMG, which is the group that handles my podcast, is like a real small, very, very responsive marketing group that is involved in radio, has shared with me that the Intelligent Medicine podcast has surpassed 1 million downloads in 1 year. And that is very, very exciting. It's a great milestone. It's very satisfying to hear that, because in addition to this weekend program, we also do podcasts during the week. We have daily podcasts. This week, for example, we put up a podcast on the microbiome diet, a fascinating interview with Dr. Raphael Kelman, a colleague of mine here in New York City, who's written a book on how obesity may be related to the bacteria in your intestinal tract. And there are ways that you can cultivate healthy flora to permit you to shed pounds. Fascinating book. And just an example of some of the fascinating interviews that we do on the Intelligent Medicine podcast. So 1 million downloads, that's very, very exciting and gratifying. And, of course, these downloads are free. So if it were like, you know, Apple, and it was, you know, 99 cents per download, you know, $1 million. But no, we make it available free, and I'm very happy to do that. But one way that you can show your appreciation, continue downloading, share with your friends and relatives, but also patronize the Hoffman Center store, because we've got great supplements there, high-quality supplements that I personally select, only the highest quality, at prices that are comparable to anywhere. And so it's an opportunity for you to get great supplements. You can benefit yourself, and you can also help, well, offset some of the costs that are associated with producing this program and ensure its longevity, as well as your own personal longevity, by going to drhoffman.com or go to hoffmancenter.com and check out our Hoffman Center dispensary, the supplements that we use for our Hoffman Center patients, and you'll find them very, very beneficial for you as well. All right, 888-302-3684. This item comes to us in the context of a big news story that suggests that more people, should be taking statins. The big story this week that made its rounds through the networks and via the newspapers that suggests that there are new criteria that suggests that even more people are eligible to be put on statin drugs to lower their cholesterol. And this is based on a new study that suggests that guidelines that were issued last year, which I thought were guidelines that were extending the net far too wide, not just for people who have high cholesterol, but people who have other risk factors. And it turns out that if you're male and if you're a certain age, and particularly if you're a certain ethnicity, if you're African-American, that counts a lot towards saying, oh, you're at high risk for cardiovascular disease. So woe unto you if you're a healthy, black, 63-year-old who exercises every day. They're going to tell you you probably need to be on statins just based on some cookie-cutter formula that suggests that you're at high risk. Well, you may not be. You might be, but you might not be. The benefits exaggerated, the side effects minimized. Well, here's a new study by Dr. Beatrice Golomb at the University of California, San Diego. We've had her on as a guest in the past. Headline, Statins Linked with Heightened Aggression in Women. Okay, do we need that? A new study examining the effects of statin therapy on levels of aggression suggests that there may be an increase in aggression in women, but not in men, according to this study. The University of California, San Diego statin study included 1,016 adults. They received various statin drugs, either Zocor or Pravacol, for 6 months, and they looked at the potential for side effects. And what they found is that older individuals and females treated with statins had less favorable outcomes, such as higher levels of aggression. Okay, look, I mean, when it comes to, you know, that trait in women, we have to distinguish that from assertiveness. Assertiveness, good. Yeah, you know, women need to stand up for their rights in the workplace and, you know, and at home. But aggression, not good. And, you know, what's up with that? And why is it that men are less affected? Well, perhaps men already have the requisite levels of aggression, enough aggression, so that even a little added aggression is going to wash out and not be noticed in a study like this. Women who may naturally be less predisposed to high levels of aggression, the uptick in their aggression was noticeable in the studies. And why might that be due to statin drugs? What is it about statin drugs that promote aggression? Well, studies have shown that individuals who have lower levels of cholesterol are at higher risk for depression, suicide, and accidents, and violence. And what is it about lower levels of cholesterol that might predispose to those traits? The brain is made largely of cholesterol. It's kind of like the insulation on the tiny wires that provide interconnectivity between different parts of the brain. And lower levels of cholesterol may alter neurotransmission and change personality. And that is an unfortunate consequence of statin drugs. So typically they say, well, the biggest side effect of statin drugs, some people get it, is aches and pains, particularly in their lower extremities. But aggression, not often thought to be a major side effect of statins. But also recent studies have suggested that, particularly in women, statins increase the risk of type 2 diabetes by as much as 30% or more, according to some studies. In addition, another reason not to give statins to women is that, for some reason, women seem to get less heart protection from taking statins. Yes, there are women who may benefit from statins. I'm not inalterably opposed to the use of statins in individuals at high risk who've had heart attacks, perhaps who've had strokes. Some of my patients, I encourage them to stay on statins. But when it comes to preventive use of statins, because maybe someone's got high cholesterol, the results are very, very equivocal in women. And now we have the new study that suggests that higher levels of aggression may occur in the, perhaps tens of millions of women who unnecessarily take statins, which confer minimal protection against cardiovascular disease, particularly in the fair sex. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. That's our number. Please call us. This is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeats.com.
Got glutathione? Probably not as much as you once had. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that is a very big deal. Why? Because glutathione is your body's master antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. The less glutathione in your body, the more vulnerable you are to health issues. Backed by 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to naturally stimulate the body's own production of glutathione. RegActive is brought to you by Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 15 years ago, and meets the criteria of the same high standards and trusted time-proven results. Revolutionary. Remarkable. RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number. And, you know, should you care not to call, you know, some people are a little shy or, you know, too busy, they don't want to wait online, you can email us your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. Radioprogram, one word, at AOL.com. And we will endeavor to answer your questions during a weekly feature on our podcasts, which is our Q&A with Layla. We answer email questions. And that's a way that you can get through to us. All right. Sheila's calling us live from Queens, New York. How you doing, Sheila?
I am well, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Excuse me. My question is about after listening to your podcast on the wheat belly and the grain brain,
yes.
I am prompted to ask you about psyllium husk, which I take every day. Would this grain be classified under the same category as the grains mentioned in those podcasts?
No. Okay, so psyllium husks they're actually fairly low in carbohydrates. So if you're concerned about grain brain, really the thrust of grain brain is don't eat gluten and lower your intake of especially refined carbohydrates. But Dr. Perlmutter wants you to go further. He wants you to almost go into a ketogenic state where you subsist on fats and protein. And, you know, that's a controversial notion, the idea being that you can achieve greater clarity of thought. This is actually ketogenic diet is one of the strategies used for treating epilepsy. And for patients who have Alzheimer's disease, well, it's a very hard diet to implement in someone who's demented. You need a lot of help. Emphasizing more ketogenic fuels for the brain, i.e. fats as a source of fuel rather than carbohydrates, improves brain function. And for, you know, ordinary folks who may experience brain fog, lack of focus, concentration, age-related memory loss, you know, in their 50s and 60s. This is a strategy that can really sometimes sharpen brain function. But when you use psyllium, you're basically not delivering a lot of carbohydrates. Now, a lot of people use psyllium because psyllium is a fiber. It's mostly a soluble fiber. You know, you put psyllium in a glass and it turns into a big gel, like a bunch of glop, and that's soluble fiber, and that helps to bulk up the intestines, and it really helps with elimination. So a lot of people rely on psyllium. For some reason, psyllium got to be, you know, the most important source of dietary soft fiber that we add, you know, in a routine to get people to relieve their constipation. But other things can be helpful. Inulin in chicory can be very helpful because not only is it a soft fiber, but it's a prebiotic. It actually helps bacteria thrive in your intestinal tract that maybe may help normalize your intestinal balance and normalize your bowel movements. Another one is acacia fiber, and this is also very healing for some people who have chronic gastrointestinal problems. So, yeah, psyllium's okay. Just make sure it's not psyllium that, you know, sometimes it's got sugar added. You know, you want the unsweetened psyllium. Doesn't taste as good. But, you know, that's going to be fine when it comes to this kind of brain program. Are you trying that program?
Well, I try to, but not 100%. But the thing is that when I do not take this, even though I am regular, but mm-hmm. My bowel movement is a little watery without it. And that
that's the property of, you know, it actually psyllium as a soft fiber acts as a sort of a sponge, and it helps to absorb some of that extra water. And for some people, that's fine. That's an important part of maintaining regularity. All right, now let me switch to this. New studies suggest that there is a reason that people get muscle fatigue. You know, we're trying to pin down, what is it that causes people to develop muscle fatigue? When you're an athlete, you can only go a certain distance, and then you just hit the wall and, you know, just feel weak and wobbly, and you can't go further. New studies from Duke University suggest that this limit may be nutritionally extended. What's the substance that seems to help? Well, it turns out that carnitine, helps to transfer triglycerides into the cell to power the cell with fuel. And although our body makes carnitine, the amount produced declines with age and in certain disease states, implying that supplements might be beneficial. Now, another application of this is in people who have chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and fibromyalgia, you know, achy muscles, easy fatigability. Carnitine may help to improve exercise tolerance, and this is a promising nutrient that is worth trying if you want to add it to your exercise regimen, along with other supplements like Super Beets. That might be an appropriate ergogenic agent. Ergogenic means it helps you with sports performance. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural, do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And this story about SSRI use, these are commonly used antidepressants. And, you know, it has been said that it is, quote, okay to take antidepressants while pregnant. And I for the life of me, I can't understand how that can possibly be true, because they alter brain function in the mom and presumably in the fetus. So how are you going to get a normal kid if you take antidepressants during your pregnancy? Yet they claim it's okay, and they say, look, it's terrible. Pregnancy sometimes associated with major depression, and it's horrible for the woman, and it's even potentially harmful for the pregnancy. So, all right, you know, take a little antidepressant. However, a new story from the British Medical Journal suggests that despite previous studies, which were reassuring about any association between SSRI use and problems, the new study suggests that there is indeed an increased risk of birth defects associated with SSRI use during the first trimester of pregnancy. And that's a concern because someone can get pregnant while they're taking SSRIs. It happens inadvertently. You know, that little accident, little Johnny or little Susie. Well, okay, maybe mom was taking antidepressants. And while the risk is not exceedingly high, there was a concern that the use of SSRI drugs like Celexa, Lexapro, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, at least in the period from 1 month before conception through the third month of pregnancy, this could have a harmful impact on the child. And this is not even looking at studies about, you know, what's the child going to be like in their second or fifth or 10th or 15th year of life. Is it going to create long-term problems? Suggest better to stay away from SSRIs. Now, that's not the only bad news this week about SSRIs, because we've known that SSRIs, when combined with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, Motrin, Aleve, that they can increase your risk for gastrointestinal bleeding. You know, NSAIDs alone will increase your risk, but you'll actually multiply the risk if you take SSRIs with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which is a common thing because a lot of folks, depressed, achy, in pain, they take both antidepressants and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory pills, see if they're even available over the counter. So what's the big deal? Well, that increases the risk for gastrointestinal bleeding. New study out just this month suggests that the risk of brain bleeding is increased with that combination when you take an SSRI plus non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. The risk of brain hemorrhages increases 60%. This is based on a study reviewing 4 million records of people who may combine these two categories of medications. So this is indeed a concern. All right, this item, let's, you know, talk about vitamin D. The current recommendations for vitamin D are, putting it bluntly, paltry and inadequate. The Institute of Medicine, which has established its guidelines for medicine and nutrition, is woefully behind the times. They recommend a daily intake of just 600 international units of vitamin D. By the way, they raised it from 400 to 600. Hooray! But that's still very inadequate. 600 international units of vitamin D for most children and adults, 800 IUs for those 70 and older, because older individuals are more prey to vitamin D deficiency and they also have osteoporosis and other problems. For adolescents and adults, they recently raised the upper daily limit from 2,000 to 4,000 IUs, but they don't suggest you take it. They just say that's the upper limit. Now comes news, and this story that's been brewing for a long time. Higher vitamin D doses may be needed to restore healthy levels in African Americans, especially those who are overweight. And overweight blacks have double trouble because overweight individuals seem to require more vitamin D to get adequate levels circulating in their bloodstream because the fat acts as a storage depot for the vitamin D and it doesn't get out in your bloodstream. It just hides in the fat. So regardless of your race, overweight predisposes you to vitamin D deficiency and you need more. But as an African American, two things happen. One, you don't need a tan. You know, you're not going to spend a lot of money and time going to vacation resorts to bake in the sun unnecessarily because your skin is nice and dark. So number one, there's less sun exposure. Number two, your skin's darker and the dark pigment in your skin acts as a shield against ultraviolet radiation that is a trigger for vitamin D production in your skin. So it takes longer for you to produce vitamin D. Now, that's fine if you live in equatorial Africa and you walk around without a lot of clothes on, as, you know, evolution set this up, is vitamin D production in dark-skinned individuals was geared to lots and lots of sun exposure in equatorial regions. But say you live in Detroit, you live in Montreal, you live in Minneapolis, and you just don't want to spend a lot of time in the sun. And if you're overweight, double trouble. So what they found is that they looked at the effects of vitamin D supplementation in 70 overweight to obese African-Americans, and they gave them either 2,000 or 4,000 international units. And they found that 2,000 restored desirable levels of vitamin D up to 30, which for me is still suboptimal, but at least it's not outright vitamin D deficiency. 4,000 did it better than 2,000, but the suggestion is the 4,000 upper limit dose restored the healthy blood levels quicker by 8 weeks and was more effective at normalizing vitamin D. So what they're saying here is the IOM, listen to us, because this one-size-fits-all approach to how much vitamin D people need, it should be tailored to people's individual characteristics such as race and weight. All right. When we return, we're going to hear from an outstanding researcher, Dr. Nathan Bryan, is going to talk to us about nitric oxide and an exciting way that we can boost our nitric oxide levels. You'll find out why that's important in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine. Stay tuned.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural, do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're now going to talk to a leading nitric oxide researcher. You know, we've been talking about the nitric oxide connection with Neogenesis products, Super Beats, and now Neo 40. And Dr. Nathan Bryan is the co-founder and chief science officer of Neogenesis Labs, which is a Texas-based company, very innovative. They are developing products that naturally enhance nitric oxide via a dietary method. Dr. Bryan is a PhD. He's an active member of the Nitric Oxide Society. He's an adjunct assistant professor at Baylor College of Medicine in the Department of Molecular and Human genetics. So without further ado, here's Dr. Brian. It's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Okay, so the nitric oxide story, you know, it's all about circulation, and there's a benefit in drinking beet juice, but how did you transfer the notion of drinking beet juice to palatable products like Super Beets and Neo 40?
Well, you know, historically beets have been used, you know, for millennia. The early Romans in the caves used to drink beetroot juice before battle. You know, people thought that it was wine they were drinking, but it turns out they were drinking beetroot juice because they knew it enhanced their performance, their cognition, and gave them the energy they needed to go into battle. And then before the 2012 Olympic Games, it was realized that most of those Olympic athletes, primarily UK athletes, were drinking liters and liters of beetroot juice because there were a number of studies showing that it can enhance oxygen utilization, improve the efficiency of exercise, so you could actually improve your performance.
I've tried to do that before triathlons, and you know, it does. I think it really does enhance performance, but it's just tough to do, and it frankly turns your stomach to drink that much. So you might get, you know, a stomach ache instead of increased endurance.
Well, that was exactly the limitations, where you had to drink a couple of liters of this, and you can imagine, as you mentioned, the gastric discomfort, the heaviness, and because beetroot juices are all highly variable in their nitric oxide potential. You know, we know how to make nitric oxide. That's always our metric. So we've created a beet product, a desiccated beet product, that's designed to generate nitric oxide specifically under low oxygen conditions, such as during exercise or any type of ischemic or hypoxic condition. And the great thing
that's the Super Beets. That's the Super Beets product, right?
Yeah, that's the Super Beets product, and it tastes great. So we've been able to, one, start with a superior beet. We put it through a patented drying process that preserves the nutrient density, the nitric oxide activity, and it's palatable. You know, I'm not like you, not one that can stomach raw beets or juicing beets because of the earthy taste, but the Super Beets product, we were able to really crack the code on the taste and make it taste really good.
Okay, so now there's Neo 40, and so with the proliferation of beet products, one, the Super Beets is a powder, and it mixes conveniently in water. And the other one is a lozenge. And I got to tell you, this morning, you know, I went out for a run, and I didn't feel like, you know, having anything sloshing around my stomach. So I just sucked on a Neo 40 lozenge prior to my workout. But is it an either-or proposition? You take either the lozenge or you take the Super Beets powder in water, or can they be combined? How should that work?
Well, they can be combined, in fact, very effectively. So the Neo 40 lozenge is a core technology. And so that lozenge is an orally disintegrating tablet that generates authentic nitric oxide gas in the oral cavity. In fact, it's the only technology in the world that generates authentic NO gas. There are 5 patents on this. There are 5 published clinical trials on its clinical benefit. So typically, the program we find that works best in subjects are one lozenge first thing in the morning, kind of replete their nitric oxide levels. And then those of us that go to the gym, if you take the Super Beet in the 20 minutes before you hit the gym, you can really titrate your nitric oxide levels up and really get a great workout and improve your performance.
Okay, so in other words, ideally you could wake up and instead of having like OJ in the morning or something, you might have Super Beets dissolved in water. By the way, there's a new flavor which is very good. It's black cherry flavor. So If taste was an obstacle with the original flavor, they now have another option, black cherry flavor, which is very good. I actually like it better than the original product. But then you take that in the morning, and then say if you're going to work out later in the day, you might take a lozenge to boost your level of nitric oxide?
Yeah, I think either one in that order can work. And so although they're both designed to generate nitric oxide and improve nitric oxide status in humans, the mechanism and the kind of pharmacokinetics are different. So whereas the Super Beets product, you know, requires ingestion and digestion and recirculation, the lozenge, you know, we generate the nitric oxide for you. So when you put that lozenge in your mouth and it's activated by your saliva, we're generating nitric oxide. We can see dilation of blood vessels within 90 seconds. We've got published clinical trials showing that we can improve performance with that lozenge. And then the Super Beets, you know, is great as a pre-workout as well, or an afternoon pick-me-up, you know, kind of a postprandial fatigue people get, you know, at 2 or 3 or mid-afternoon. We find that one single shot of the Super Beets really gives you that afternoon natural energy without the jittery effects of caffeine or stimulants. It's really a natural source of energy.
So a lot of people are going to say, look, I'm not a jock like you, Dr. Hoffman or Dr. Brian. I'm just like someone who is, I walk, I try to do some exercise, but I'm really not doing a lot of exercise. Are there additional benefits to enhancing your nitric oxide from a health standpoint?
Yeah, in terms, we realize there's an age-dependent loss of nitric oxide production. So as we age, we lose our ability to generate nitric oxide. In fact, loss of nitric oxide is what's responsible for many age-related diseases, from high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, vascular dementia. Many of these age-related conditions are due to a loss of nitric oxide. So for people out there who can't exercise or don't exercise because of, the inability to, because of vascular complications, restoring nitric oxide through the NEO40 lozenge is really a great way to enhance nitric oxide. So I think it's part of, and even those that are interested in disease prevention, taking a once-daily NEO40 or the Superbeats, it's really a way to keep your nitric oxide levels up so you're not faced with this really crisis of nitric oxide deficiency, and then you start developing vascular complications and eventually onset and progression of cardiovascular disease, the number one killer of men and women worldwide.
And you've actually written a book about this, which is a book that's available to our listeners free if they order the products through intelligentbeats.com or by calling 800-738-2198. We'll repeat that number later. But so what's the book going to tell people?
The book, I have two books. One is called The Nitric Oxide Solution, and it really is an educational lay read in terms of the importance of nitric oxide, how the body makes nitric oxide, and what goes wrong in patients who may be nitric oxide deficient. And then the other book is a short read called Beat the Odds, and it talks about really the historical effects of beets, the use of beets by the early Romans before battle. Beets used in an aphrodisiac in Greek times. And so it's an educational tool to give people the knowledge they need to, one, recognize if they're deficient in nitric oxide, and then, two, offer solutions on diet and lifestyle modifications where they can replete and restore the nitric oxide levels.
Well, they didn't know that much about biochemistry in ancient times, but they recognized that there was an effect. Is it plausible that, invoking the Viagra phenomenon, which is nitric oxide-based, that there could be some benefit to consuming nitric oxide-rich foods?
Well, observation was the key to, advancement of medicine early on before there was biochemistry and really advanced molecular techniques. And so observation typically tells us, and those things that stand the test of time, obviously they work. And as you mentioned, the Viagra works downstream of nitric oxide. So if you can enhance or restore your nitric oxide levels, then, we know 50% of the men that take Viagra, they don't get an effect because they have insufficient nitric oxide production. So we can take non-responders and make them responsive.
I guess one way of looking at it is that by analogy, if you correct me if I'm wrong, is nitric oxide by analogy would be like filling up a bathtub, and the Viagra would work as plugging the bathtub so that the water level rises, or in this case, the nitric oxide level rises. But taking more beet juice or Neo40 or Super Beets would act like the faucet, adding the water to the tub so that there could be a beneficial effect.
Yeah, I think that's a great analogy. So it's, sexual function in both men and women, by the way, is controlled by vasodilation or dilation of the blood vessels, where you get engorgement of blood, which causes an erection in both men and women, both penile and clitoral erection. So if you can't make nitric oxide, you don't get the blood vessel relaxation, dilation, and the consequence of that is sexual dysfunction.
So one interesting thing is if you order, and I'll give you the information to our listeners in just a moment, if you order a 30-day supply if you order Neo40, you'll get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free. But in addition, you're going to get free saliva testing strips. What's that about, saliva testing strips?
Well, early on, Dr. Hoffman, we recognized that there was a lack of awareness around nitric oxide because there's not a standard diagnostic. It's not something you can ask your physician to test for blood labs. There are functional devices that measure endothelial function indirectly. And so we recognized that as early as 5 years ago. So I developed a non-invasive, semi-quantitative colorimetric saliva strip. So you put some saliva on the end of this test strip, and within a matter of really 2 seconds, you'll see what your nitric oxide levels are. then you can implement some strategies and see what works for you and begin to monitor your nitric oxide level. So it's really been a great engagement tool and really an awareness raiser around nitric oxide.
Okay, so let me provide the information. Here's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action around Superbeats. Join me and take the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Challenge. And when you order two boxes of Neo 40, which is the lozenge, you get a 30-day supply of Superbeats free. Plus, you're going to get that free book by today's guest, Dr. Nathan Bryant, which details the science behind nitric oxide. You'll also get free saliva testing strips, which is cool because you'll be able to measure the nitric oxide response, and free shipping along with a money-back guarantee. So you get Neo 40 and Superbeats together. They're tested, they're patented, and they work. Call 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeats.com. Again, that's 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeats.com. I want to thank you very much, Dr. Bryant, and congratulations on your innovative work. This is a product that I really like, and I want to share the information with our listeners. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Stay with us, because for most of you, there's another hour coming up of Intelligent Medicine.